Carpenter and Rothman is presented by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The most reputable show we have, and that's not saying much. This is Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, Jackets back at it tonight. St. Louis is a team that certainly is a solid defensive team, and they get quality goaltending. We know what they're about from last year. And, you know, they're a team that feels like – I look at them like a team like I thought the Jackets could be, where you wouldn't have to score a ton of goals to beat teams sometimes if you play good defense. But we'll get a lot more from Brian Hedger, who covers the Jackets for the Columbus Dispatch. Nice enough to spend a few minutes with us now on the Brian Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Brian, welcome.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
All good, man. It's good to have the Jackets back home. The road trip certainly, I said this to Bobby, I don't think they got worse on the road trip. I can't tell you they absolutely got better. It was kind of like more of the same. It was a psychological kick in the you-know-where, right? Because they had some lead in some games. They certainly could have sewn up that last game at Montreal. They didn't. What do you think Torts got out of this road trip, if anything, that he could hang his hat on moving forward?
That's a good question, because I don't know. I don't know the answer. I mean, he said this morning, you know, during his press conference that he said yesterday after practice that he was taking an optimistic look at the road trip, that they've got, you know, 3 out of 6 points. I mean, that's all you can really do at this point, right? I mean, when things are going like this, I mean, they have not won one game in the past 8 games, I believe. They lost 7 of 8. that's not good. You know, they're the only team in the NHL right now that has only won. They have not. They have the lowest number of regulation wins in the NHL, which is 3. I mean, just all the numbers are not good for the Blue Jackets right now. So I guess you could look at it, and if you're going to take an optimistic approach to the road trip, I thought they played pretty well for the most part in Montreal. I think they played decent in stretches in winning that game in Arizona to start it, and it wasn't completely terrible in Colorado, but, you know, they keep having these moments where they kind of melt down and things just really go sideways from there.
Do you think that's a function of youth, like the lack of, you know, elite scoring presence there? I mean, what do you kind of attribute, you know, maybe at critical moments things going sideways too?
I think it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But I also think, I do think it's primarily the scoring. I mean, how many times can you go through and have the same game be played over and over and over and over and over again? Because that's basically what we're watching here through the first 18, 19 games. Every single one of these games, and as a guy who writes about every single one of them, I mean, I'm running out of ways to depict how the game's gonna unfold, because it's the same every time. You know, they get a lead, and then, you know, they can't build on the lead, and then the other team comes back on them, or they'll give up the first goal, and then they'll tie it up, fight and scratch, and then, you know, the other team just goes ahead. It's a little bit of everything. I think they are feeling really frustrated not putting the puck in the net, though. When you look at it, I think they're top 10 in the league in shots on goal right now, and they're near the bottom of the league in goals. I think they're actually at the very bottom of the league in goals per game. So, I mean, something's got to give at this point. I mean, does that mean you're generating enough quality scoring chances to put the puck in that, or are you just not putting the puck in the net? And, you know, how much is luck? I think there's a bunch of stuff at play. You got young goalies, you know, still that I think at times both Jonas Korpisalo and Elvis Merzlikins have both played really well at certain points, but they've also, you know, had some struggles as well, as we've seen for each one of them. So I just think there's a lot of growing pains that are going on with this team right now.
Well, certainly there's a lot of balance. As we talked to Brian Hedger, who covers the Jackets for the Dispatch on the Brian Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Brian, there's a balance in to what Torts wants and what he needs, right? It's, you know, because you could say, you know, get as much skill on the ice as possible, right? Get as many guys, get Sonny minutes, get guys that can tuck that puck, give yourself as much chance as possible. But he balances how much he needs with how much he has to give up, correct?
No, absolutely. And I think one thing that was that really kind of jumped out at me the other day in Montreal, I believe we were at, and I was talking to Seth Jones before the game, and he just kind of, it was kind of an offhanded comment. But it, after I thought about it, I was like, yeah, he's right. You know, he said, he's like, we don't get a lot of odd man rushes. You know, we don't really have a lot of odd man rushes. And when they do have them, they're not capitalizing on them, you know? And so if you think about Jackets teams in the past, safe as death, you know, all this other kind of stuff, you have, you know, odd man rushes kind of going both ways, but they weren't afraid. They weren't as afraid to have that kind of game, you know, with a guy like Sergei Bobrovsky, who's more proven back in net. And I think that's where this is all kind of started at the beginning of the year. It was, you know, stay above the puck, that whole thing. That's what we heard for the first, you know, all of training camp, the first couple of weeks. I think they're still trying to do that a little bit. What that just means is, you know, keep, you know, prevent odd man rushes as much as possible. So they're still, they're really focusing on trying to prevent odd man rushes. And I'm wondering if maybe, you know, it's kind of preventing themselves from having odd man rushes here and there as well. So it's a delicate balancing act that they're trying to pull off.
Extremely. They're 30th in the league in scoring. What, at like 2.3 goals a game? They're 27th on the power play at 14%. You know, that could have been not the great equalizer, but somewhat of an equalizer. When you're a team that doesn't have elite skill, but when you get a man advantage, that is the equalizer, right? That's the equalizer for a team that doesn't have elite scoring, is that when you have a man advantage, you have to take advantage of it a lot more than they are. And then it really kind of snowballs in reverse. When you're so bad on the power play, you've been so unsuccessful, then when you get on it, you feel like, oh, not again. And, like, I thought that 4-on-3 advantage in overtime, how would you describe what they were trying to do, what they were trying to set up with that 4-on-3 in overtime?
I don't know. That's the thing, and I've looked at over. I think that with the power play right now, it's struggled so bad and so mightily that they're to a point now where, I mean, it's kind of, it feels like a victory whenever they just don't give, like, if they get through a whole power play and don't give up a shorthanded chance, it feels like kind of a victory.
Off.
It's like, hey, they didn't, but I mean, that's terrible. Like, they need to fix that. And, you know, I've been going back because of this has been such an issue. I've been going back and kind of looking at all these old games that they've had for this year, just looking at only the power plays. Not that I'm a coach or anything, but just looking and trying to see trends, you know, in those power plays as time has gone on. And one thing that I've noticed is that they're not moving the puck. Obviously, they're not moving it very confidently, but they're also not moving it quickly. So it either way. And I think what happens is, I think these penalty kill units, they're looking at film each game, and they're like, look at these guys are not confident with the puck, you know, management at all. Let's go after them. I mean, look, when the Jackets get on the power play, watch how quickly and how far out the forwards, you know, on the PK come out and pressure. They come out really far, to almost to the boards. They're daring the Blue Jackets to beat them and make them pay a price for coming out that far. And so far, they haven't made them pay that price enough.
While they're taking on one of the hottest teams in the league, outside of that shootout loss, the St. Louis Blues are rolling. And they had a four-game winless streak, and then they just flipped the switch, man. So we'll see what they can do. I think they get Allen, not Binnington, tonight, correct?
He was the first one. Yeah, he was the first one off the ice. So we're going with Allen on that one.
Okay, so at least they get to face a backup goalie, and Corpy's in the net for the Jackets. Brian, great to have you on, bud. Thanks for your insight. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you soon.
Anytime, guys. Take care. You